On the 24th of November 2021, NASA launched its first planetary defence test, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART. This morning, the DART made a direct hit at 22,500 kilometres per hour on its target Dimorphos, a 160-metre-wide asteroid moonlet, after a 10-month-long journey. Dominic Giles asked Dr. Benjamin Monte, Scientia Senior Lecturer at the UNSW School of Physics, just what was the objective of the DART mission?
So the DART mission was a very simple mission in structure. It was to focus on a near asteroid to test out our ability to crash into it. Simple as that. Asteroids have a bit of a bad rap. You know, we think about the impact that killed the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. That was probably an asteroid crashing into the Gulf of Mexico. And so it's something that we want to be aware of. How do we avoid that same fate? And so one of the options is if we see an asteroid nearby that's on a collision course with the Earth, we can launch a probe right into it, just changes its energy just a little bit, gives it a little bit of momentum that tweaks its orbit just enough to where it can go from a collision course with Earth to just safely missing us the next time it passes. And so this was not an asteroid that's at any risk of passing into the Earth and crashing into it. This was a test drive to make sure we can do that.
How long before we know how successful the mission was?
So in many ways, we already know today's mission was a big success. One of the coolest things about this mission was that there was a live stream back to Earth. We could watch it one frame per second as DART approached the asteroid and collided right into it. So we know that it successfully crashed in. We get a lot of data right away about the composition of the asteroid and from the science perspective of learning about these kind of small, underexplored things in the solar system, we can learn a lot right away. And there was a network of telescopes from 40-centimeter amateur telescopes on the ground all the way up to the James Webb facility. We're all watching this collision to observe the impact. So we know it went off without a hitch. It will take a few weeks to really see how much the orbit changed. Really, the change of the orbit, the asteroid is so big compared to DART that the orbital velocity change is really minute. It changed its velocity by less than half a millimeter per second. That's way slower than an ant walks. That's the smallest bugs on the ground. That's how quickly they move. But over many days to weeks, that will build up more and more, and we'll see that its orbit has shifted more and more, and we'll characterize that to understand just, what we would need to do in the future if this, came up in a much more critical way.
What could be the next steps taken in asteroid diversion technology?
One of the next steps is being ready to do this if it matters. And so we could build something like this again, and if we discovered a near-Earth asteroid on a collision course to Earth that was the right size, we could launch something like this and just boop it off its path a little bit. This only works if you have a little bit of time, because it's such a small velocity change, you need to let a few years go by for it to change its path. And it needs an asteroid of a certain size. If it's too big, the amount of momentum you impart on it doesn't really make a difference. So one option that sounds a little out there, but is actually very reasonable, is if we discover a bigger asteroid that's on a collision course, is to go out and just paint one side of it, paint it white or something. And so that will change the way that sunlight reflects off of it, and sunlight gives a tiny little bit of pressure onto the asteroid or onto anything. And so if it's white, it bounces off instead of being absorbed, and that just changes the way that the solar momentum, the pressure from the sun, affects the orbit of the asteroid. And so it sounds off the wall, but if we have a few decades, and we often think we do when we discover things that could collide in the future, that might be the easiest and safest way to change its trajectory.
Why has this project been given the green light now and not earlier?
Partly why now was the opportunity that there was, have been a few missions recently to probe asteroids and really understand their composition better. So we know more about them now than we did ever before. And so there's a chance here to really learn a lot about asteroids as well. We're doing this as a collision, but also as it collides, we learn about the composition of the asteroids. There's a lot of science to be done on this. It's partly just a chance of convenience, though. This is an asteroid that is near enough to where it could make a difference, or it could be done kind of quickly. We can study it in real time, the collision, and it's easy enough to get you. So it was really just, now is the right time because all of the stars aligned, but there's no reason we couldn't have done this 10 years ago or could do it again in 10 years.
The DART mission was about planetary defense, but can this technology have other uses?
The mission was primarily about planetary defense, absolutely. There's a lot of other science we get out of this. We learned about the composition of these asteroids. The dimorphous asteroid that DART collided with today is a binary asteroid. There's two asteroids that go around each other. We've never been to one of those before. So we get to learn a lot about how those form and what they look like, which is really important because these are also the building blocks of the planets in the solar system. Earth formed 4.5 billion years ago out of things that probably looked a lot like this. And so it helps us understand where we're coming from, why, you know, how Earth got to where it is today. The technology on DART, there's lots of sophisticated data analysis, data capturing techniques, but in its rawest form, it's go collide a thing into another thing.
Dr. Benjamin Monte, Scientia Senior Lecturer at the UNSW School of Physics, speaking there with Dominic Giles.